was 9 years old, who was nominated for an Academy Award, and she was sitting in the audience with some of the not family-friendly jokes.
Well, you know me well enough to know that I'm no prude. I may have a tendency to, go the other way. But it amazes me, like Seth MacFarlane, he's known for what he's known. He's known for The Family Guy, which I don't know if it's just because I'm an adult and I take it that way. If on a kid level, it could be taken a different way. But they have that show on a TV station right here in Boston playing at like 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I think, the comedy, although I enjoy it, is way too out there for, like you say, 10, 11 years.
But, my kids wanted to watch it this year. This was the first year that they were interested in actually watching it. I think because they heard that a 9-year-old was nominated, that they became interested. And, the first song that came on,
Yeah, they weren't big fans of the I Saw Your Boobs song.
Yeah, no. My 11-year-old thought it was funny. But, I don't know what to think. And there's been so much talk about they picked him because they were saying that the Oscars are getting older and they wanted to liven it up. Like, they always want to try and liven it up. I don't know if it was the right choice.
They want you to push the envelope and they take the envelope away from you.
I think you hit it.
You know what I mean? It's kind of interesting. You can't have it both ways. You can't, like when Ricky Gervais was doing the Golden Globes. I mean, he is what he is. He's going to make fun of people and, but you knew that going in.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it could go over little kids' heads. But I don't think it's anything that like a 7-year-old should be watching. I mean, my daughter is 11, so.
What did you think about the fashions and stuff? Was there anything that really jumped out at you?
Oh my goodness! So it was all these trends toward the white colored and colored gowns.
Yeah.
The pale colored.
Yeah.
The pink pale color, which I thought was great. Jennifer Lawrence looked fantastic. And there was also that trend of the gunmetal silver type gown.
I like that.
Harry Palenberry.
Yeah.
And Nicole Kidman. So those were great as well. And I was like watching the day after the awards.
Oh.
So when they talk about who's wearing what and who looks good and who did not. And then the color. Jennifer Gardner was wearing that beautiful plum color dress.
I was taken by the lipstick. It seems like the big red lips are back, buddy.
Yeah, well, it was funny. People were saying about Jennifer Aniston that she never wears color. She wore color, but do something different with your hair. Because she always wears her hair down and doesn't really experiment with her hair.
Don't we remember that people went out for the longest time to get the Rachel?
Yeah.
Everybody was going to, I want the Rachel. Give me the Rachel.
Yeah. And then, best dress versus the not so best dress, who was on whose list for each was interesting to see the commentary.
Hey, can I give huge kudos out to Queen Latifah for rocking her curves? Man,
I
think she proved you don't have to be.
I think
she'd do a good job. Yeah, you're right. But I thought she looked fabulous.
Yeah, and I think Melissa McCarthy's dress, I didn't really like the color of it, and then everyone was commenting about how high her hair was, and it didn't match the dress.
Yeah, it was in another zip code, wasn't it?
I didn't really like that look too much.
It
is nice to see, my kids do like to see who's wearing what, and I thought that was an interesting aspect of it.
Hey, what happened to, what's her name? That did Bridget Jones's Diary. I can't think of the actress's name. She's been,
Funny. When they the cast of Chicago got up on the stage,
Renee Zellweger.
Eyes, and then I started to notice maybe it was everyone else's eyes, but they all looked to be squinting.
Yeah, well, no, she was squinting more. I think she got stuff a little too taken in, if you know what I mean. Either that or was sucking on a really bad lemon for a long time.
The musical numbers were great as well.
Yeah,
But people were saying they had did that whole tribute to James Bond. Well, why didn't they just go a little extra mile and maybe have a James Bond there?
Yeah, you know what? Halle Berry, God bless her. Yes, she was in a Bond. She was a Bond girl. But she was it. Where was Sean Connery?
How about all the Bond women over the ages?
Oh.
Over the years. go up on stage.
Yeah, I thought they definitely dropped the ball on that one, buddy. I think they
could have done a little bit more on that.
And you know what? If I never hear Russell Crowe sing again, it'll be too soon.
And the sad thing was, I posted this on my Facebook page, that I have not seen any of the Best Picture nominated movies. How sad is that?
You didn't even see Argo?
Didn't even see Argo.
The one, that's the one I saw, and it won, so nah. Hey,
yeah.
before I let you go, and I know you're really busy, what is going on with Yahoo now with this no telecommuting thing? This is not good for working moms.
No, it's not. I was shocked, but I think that the business end of it is saying they have to do something, and that's why this, I guess it was an internal memo that got leaked, and this is their response to trying to save their brand, I guess. Everyone needs to be on site. But people have been telecommuting for years, and it works. But, you know, the gist of that was that, you know, they have to do something for their bottom line.
Yeah.
And that was their response, which
sets
us back for telecommuters everywhere.
Well, you know what? Even on some of these, we've had a pretty tough winter. You know, if you couldn't telecommute, you don't want to be out on the roads, right?
Right. There was a lot of government employees that they did testing, you know, when the storms hit.
Yeah.
They were testing their employees to see how it worked at home. And I feel like it's, you know, it's great. I've been involved in working from home for the last 10 years, and a lot of agencies that I work with, some of them are virtual now, and everything's done telecommuting. So.
Yeah. Before we let you go, we know you're always sampling things for us. Get your eye on anything that's come across your desk that you go, ooh,
I
wow.
I have two products that I'm going to be reviewing for Earth Day. You know,
I do natural
products.
What do we got?
And one is a natural deodorant. It's called My Geo Deo. And it actually smells really nice. I'm always, for my kids who are relatively young, kids do need to use deodorant at a younger age, it seems like. So I'm looking for more natural deodorants. And Geo Deo is one that we're testing out.
My Geo Deo. And what was the other one that you're looking at?
And then the Physician's Formula has a new line of lipstick that tends to last a little bit longer, and it has their 10-hour wear. It's their Matchmaker pH-powered lip gloss. We're going to test that out as well.
Oh, you're always in the test kitchen.
Yes.
Good stuff. All right, Anne-Marie, always a pleasure. And if people want to read more about, what you're following, where do we send them?
TrendyMommies.com.
Or they can hear you each and every Tuesday right here on 980 WCAP. And I always appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, the trendy mommy herself. All right, let's take a quick break. And then, you know, the cavalcade of big stars just keep coming through here today. We are going to talk to Gary Wolf. Does that name sound familiar to you? Well, he's very famous. He is the guy...